time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Today is a continuation of my series on awesome animals, and boy do I have a great one for you today. It is the red fox or the red-tailed fox. You know he's got to be cool when his genus and species name is the same name. He's Vulpes vulpes. Like, how cool is that? You know, growing up, elementary school, one of my friends, his name was William Williams. And I said, man, that's so cool to have the same name, first and last name. Pretty neat. Now, if you want to know about the red fox, get a better description, I'm going to give you some ideas. You can go, my friend Jim Bruschak, my professor, Dr. James Halfpenny, they've written a number of books in a series called Scats and Tracks, some over the Northeast, Southeast, West, etc. So you might want to check out their book. But let me give you a little bit so you have some idea about who this cool animal is. He weighs from 6 to 15 pounds. So he's not a big animal. So you think about like a sort of almost like a just past a small dog to a medium-sized dog, and that's where the red fox fits into. He's reddish-yellow with black stockings. That already just makes him cool. And he's got a white tip on his tail. He's got long pointed ears, and check those out when you get a close-up of him, and an elongated pointed muzzle, so the front part of his face. You know, there's always a couple animals I talk about as being these winter animals that are just so beautiful. I always talk about the female cardinal with that orange beak and how it just stands out in the snow. Let me tell you, you see a red-tailed fox in the snow, it is and I like to always use with animals the word magnificent. It is a magnificent look. If you were able to get a photo there of him, that is a great photo to have. This show was brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So let's talk about, so where does he live? You know, the cool thing with his habitat is there's a great range. He can live from the brush to the croplands to hard and softwood forests. You go, wow, well, that's a pretty, it varies so much. He prefers to live at the edges, the ecotone, the boundaries between two different types of habitat. You see, it's a lot of times some animals will live in a boundary, you know, a wooded area, getting some protection and then having hunting area that is attached to it. So he's sort of getting the best of both worlds. He feeds on small mammals. So because he's feeding on small mammals, this allows him to go from protection to food. I guess sort of like humans, pretty cool. Now, growing up, family farm, I mean, I was always the first person up in the morning. I still have that farming mentality. I'm up at, if I sleep in, I've slept in at 5 a.m. I'm up at 4:30 every morning. That's with no alarm clock, by the way. And you know what? I would get out younger and just go tracking and stalking animals. And I know when I always use the word stalking, people are like, oh, you stalk? No, no. If you stalk a human, that's a bad thing. Out in the wild, we stalk the same way that animals stalk each other, and that's how you get close to the animals. So one day I'm out on the farm, and I'm just real early in the morning out, and I'm walking through one of the fields, a little bit of brush, and I see a red-tailed fox, and he's stalking. And I look, and in one of the shrubs right there, there was a male cardinal, and you could see him going step by step. No, it's not a horror story, I'm telling you. Step. And he's going real slow, and I begin to stalk him. And I said, how close can I get to the fox stalking the cardinal? Well, I must have gotten, I'd say, maybe 10 feet from the fox. He had no idea I was there. See, if you follow proper, and again, I've learned Jim Bruschak, Native American, I've learned how to properly stalk animals. Dr. James Halfpenny learned how to properly stalk animals. So I'm 10 feet from him. And all of a sudden, I go to take an extra little step, and I break this little twig. Bird's gone, fox is gone. But to me, it was like that up-close and personal encounter with one of these really cool animals. And I really mean this. Do I want to see the cardinal get eaten? No, but guess what? That's part of nature. You know, that's what happens. If you remember in The Lion King, when, let's see, the names, Mufasa, yeah, he was the king, Simba, little cub, he was teaching pouncy lessons. And if you watch a fox stalk a mouse, because they absolutely love rodents, it is the same as if you're watching The Lion King in that pouncy lesson, and he gets closer and closer to them. And you know what? You probably have been raised not to play with your food. Well, when you watch a fox stalk a mouse, he will stalk closer, 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 and he'll actually just pounce with both of his front paws and just almost like squash him down, and he's holding on to him. And I've seen this. I was out in Yellowstone after doing some of my research. One of my friends flew out there. We were going to do some fly fishing afterwards. He's more or less a city boy. So at the city boy, taking to see things in Yellowstone, just really, you know, it's almost like watching that child's face light up on Christmas Day. So we're out and we're watching a fox stalk a mouse. So you see him stalking, stalking. At first, you couldn't see the rodent. And all of a sudden, the rodent takes a jump to get away from him. And the fox in midair, two front paws, squishes him to the ground. And you're taught not to play with your food. But guess what? Foxes were never taught this lesson. And he lifts up his paws, and you see the mouse take a jump. And before the mouse could land on the ground, pouncing lessons, Lion King, you see the fox launch, pounces on the mouse. And he did this over and over and over, I guess until the mouse just said, okay, I give up. I guess I'll be dinner for you. But it's just something that you get to see them, you know, you get to see them do is, I guess, play with your food. Fun for, I guess, a human to watch that. So let's talk about, we spoke about his habitat, but let's talk about his den. You know, he will actually dig his own den. He'll look for some easy digging materials, but many times he'll overtake a woodchuck, which is a groundhog den, because how much wood could a woodchuck chuck? But guess what? Woodchucks really don't chuck wood, so you don't have to worry about that. But what happens is, think about this. You're a woodchuck. You're living in a den, and a fox comes in and says, guess who's coming to dinner? Me. Guess who's dinner? You. So sometimes the fox gets to, you know, not only evict the tenant there, but he also gets to eat the tenant too. So that is something, you know. I guess I'll get into a little bit of stories about how we're finding foxes adapting closer, but just closer to towns. Well, one of the things, I saw a recent den behind a church. So a whole family of foxes, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But they were living right there, coexisting, very close to a church. Must have been a very holy fox. Well, let's talk a little bit about his scat, his le poo-poo. And some people go, oh, man, that's gross. You talk about scat all the time. Well, here's the deal. As an environmental scientist, for me, if I know what an animal is eating, I know where to find the animal. So I always work backwards. So I could do it that way. And I'm sure you know by now that this show is brought to you by Tranquility Mountain Backpacks. Have you seen the new Joey B Signature Series? You can find that at TranquilityMountain.com. This is where adventures begin. So now going back to the scat, it's got a tapered tail to it. Because, you see, he's an omnivore. Omnivore means he eats both. Omni means both. He eats berries. He eats insects. He eats mammals. So if you're finding a scat, then you know that, and you know what it, you know, you look, and it sounds gross, look inside the scat, you know what he's eating, you know where to find him. And the scat actually has a musky odor to it because he has a musk gland near the top of his tail. And he's been adapting, and I mentioned this before a little bit with the church story, he's been adapting to, well, you know, loss of habitat. Some animals, loss of habitat, are not adapting well. He's moving out of, we've taken over some farmland, we're, you know, building, whatever we're doing, and he's adapted well to living in, we'll call it suburbia. And, you know, I'm always the optimist. Well, he controls a rodent population. I have seen them very close to homes. I've seen in that church instance, never bothering the humans, and taking care of small mammals, which happen to be the rodent population. That's good. So now let's go tracking a little bit, and let's talk about the tracks of a red fox. So if you're saying, okay, so how do I know? Like, I'm looking at these prints. How do I know if it's a red-tailed fox? Well, when you look at a track, if it's a canine, he's in the canine family, the claws are prominent, meaning that you can actually see the claws in the track. His inside toes are slightly larger than its outside toes. And just like all the canine family, I always say that his heel pad, the bottom of his, if you were looking at your hand, you'd say the bottom of your palm, but the bottom of his heel pad has a nose shape to it. And his front feet are larger than his hind feet. So when you're looking at tracks, you can say, okay, I've got these. I always talk about, like, here are the clues. Some of you, when you're younger, you'd play 20 questions. Well, here's some of the questions to figure out, the clues to figure out. And one of the also the clues are is we always draw a straight line through tracks and see how does an animal, does he walk on a track? Does he straddle it, like walk back and forth? And if you look at a fox's tracks, he straddles a line. So if you were to draw a line, whether he's walking or trotting, you would see that his tracks, front and hind, straddle that line. Well, when you take a look at a fox, if you're finding a family, his babies are called kits. And when you see the kits, they are so playful. It reminds me of if you had two little kids and they're 3 and 4 and, you know, they're not really wrestling, but they're just on the front lawn and they're just, you know, knocking each other down. And this is really what they, like, the kits are just, it is so much fun. Hours of playtime fun. It is so much fun to watch them do what they do. There was an old country song by a storyteller, Tom T. Hall, Like a Fox on the Run. Great song, but it sort of talks about the fox. You know, and just if you get a chance to YouTube it, because hey, I'm sure you know by now, you can YouTube anything in the history of the world. You know, and if you ever have a question for me, you can tweet me at Joey B News. That's at Joeybee News. So anytime you have a question, comment, please send one to me. Be happy to read it. Sometimes we use questions on our next shows, so something for you to think about. Now, let me give you another little fun story here. Many years ago, I used to own a soccer camp in upstate New York. So the home, we're out in the middle of nowhere. The home, every day after dinner, I'd go out and I'd do a little tracking myself. Well, after a while, one or two of the coaches would say, "Where?" And they'd see me going. They'd go, "Oh, you're going tracking yet?" And all of a sudden, they'd begin to follow me. And I'd show them little bits about how to track and stalk animals. And every day, so one day, and I kid you not, because I'm saying to them, you got to be quiet. One day, I'm getting to the back part of the property. Again, it's that ecotone. It's a little bit of a field. The woods are there. And I see a cottontail rabbit. And out of the corner of my eye, I see a red-tailed fox. And I know he's going to begin to stalk that rabbit. So I'm going, oh man, this is cool. And I could just sense, you know, there's some coaches behind me, and I turn around, and this is not an exaggeration, there's probably about 10 or 12 coaches behind me stalking, because I knew they were there, but I didn't know how many were there. And they're so to speak, stalking behind me. And I'm getting closer and closer, and I'd say the fox now is about, I don't know, about, say, 15 feet away from that rabbit. And all of a sudden, just the slightest little noise from the coaches behind me, and all of a sudden, the fox is gone. And I'm going to tell you, when a rabbit bounds, again, bounding for the fear of his life, this is in one step. How far could you jump? He must have bounded close to 20 feet on his first step, and he was gone. And hey, once again, I always hate to see, because it's, hey, it's nature. He eats rabbit. I don't want to see him miss that meal, but for me, it's also that learning process, because these coaches, many of them have never, ever seen something like this, the tracking, stalking, not of me, of what animals do. And it's just a really, really cool thing. Hey, so I guess maybe you're getting the point from me that, you know, you can get out there, you know, and my deal is viewing nature is free. And I say this often. So you just get out there and you go check things out. Fishing is my passion, to get in the outdoors. But once I'm fishing and I see something else going on, I see a fox, I see whatever, a pileated woodpecker, right then fishing has a backseat to whatever is going on in nature, because it's almost like I just want to get out there and getting out there. So sharing these stories with you, hopefully it generates a little excitement inside of you to get out and enjoy. And you know something, the more habitat that we're going to keep taking away, the more encounters we're going to have with wild animals, foxes, but hey, always treat a wild animal as a wild animal. So, you know, it's important that we get to learn as much as we can about these awesome animals. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's Joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.
Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure. Joey B's Adventure.
That was awesome.